You're finally back. You were out pretty late tonight. So where were you, huh? You know it's quite late, right? It's pretty late. You said you'd be home by 8, but look at that. It's 9:30. You know I really don't like it when you lie to me. No, I don't want to hear your excuses. Just stop. Just stop talking. So what do you want for dinner, huh? Since you've been such a bad boy. Maybe you don't get to pick dinner. Maybe I have to do everything for you. Since you're so useless, so worthless. I don't mean to be so mean, I'm just messing with you. Just having a little fun, you know? But you've been kind of, I don't know, difficult lately. I feel like you're just trying to make me mad. Do you like that? You like making me mad? You need to be nice, you know. Be nice to me so I'm not mean to you. I feel like this happens every night. Always just pushing me further and further. What do you want me to do? Get mad at you? Push you down and beat you up or something? Actually, I probably shouldn't say that. Because knowing you, you'd probably enjoy that. But you always have an excuse. You always have some reason that you're trying to say it's all okay. And I'm really getting tired of it, you know that? I'm really, really tired. So what do you want? What do you want for dinner? Oh. Really? Like, actually. Are you really trying to test me, huh? You think you're gonna get some, I don't know, something's gonna happen. If you just keep lying to me and being difficult, do you think something's going to happen? You are so annoying, you know that? And I am way too nice to you. You're gonna make me get up. And you're gonna make me do something about this. But right now, I'm honestly pretty comfortable. I'm really, really comfortable. And I was really happy. And then you came home and you decided to cause so many problems. You're lucky you're such a pretty boy. Such a pretty face. And when you get all embarrassed like this, when I'm getting on to you, you make such cute little noises. So what do you want? Are you trying to do something so I get mad at you? Trying to make me do something? You know it's not that easy, right? I'm actually pretty calm. There's no reason for me to get on to you. So what do you want? Why don't you speak to me, huh? Come on, you're a big boy. You can do better than that. Speak to me. You don't have to stutter over every single word, idiot. God, you really are so helpless. You always like to be so annoying and always start these fights. Then, when I try to get you to speak, when I corner you like this, you say nothing. Why is that, huh? Come on. Open your mouth, big boy. If you're not gonna talk, then I guess I'll have to make you. So, are you gonna talk? Are you gonna tell me what you want for dinner? And make this super easy for me? I won't have to look at you all angrily just because you came home and lied to me. Are you gonna make this difficult? The way you're looking at me makes me think you want it to be difficult. You remember what happened last time? Last time you decided to put on a show and not listen to me. Not make things easy. You were pretty sore after, weren't you? And I remember seeing a few bruises. You were scared. So, are you sure this is what you want to do? Or maybe you're thinking that things could be a lot easier. How about you sit down? Would that be good? You can sit down with me. Right on my lap. Right here. Come on. Come be a good boy. Be a good boy and just sit on my lap. It honestly feels quite nice if you give in, you know? Just let it happen. Just listen to me. Is that so hard? You know, every time you go and goof off, things get tense between us. I feel like I always spoil you. I always give you whatever you want, even though I should be really, really mean to you. But you always listen. Just like a dog. Like a cute little puppy. I tell you what to do, and you listen. It's so cute. And so pathetic. I hope we can work that attitude right out of you. You'll stop being so mean to me, lying to me. You'll start being honest. You know, if you're gonna be out, you can at least text me. You can tell me what you're doing, or even if you just need another hour. Because I worry about you, you know that? I really do. I really, really worry about you. But it also means that when you get home, I get to have a lot of fun. Because when I'm mad at you like this, you are so cute. So fun to mess with. I can tell you're really afraid. I guess that's your fault for being with a girl who's stronger than you. Isn't that right? And then, it's really not that hard to just punish you. Make you know never to make the same mistakes ever again. But tonight, I wouldn't say I'm being too mean to you, right? You seem pretty happy here in my lap, even if you are trembling. Even if I see the fear in your eyes, it's not that bad. It's not supposed to be this bad. Just listen to me, okay? Listen to me. You have been a very bad boy, and you need to start being a good boy. You need to listen to me, okay? Listen to me. Whenever I want you home, I want you to come home. No questions, okay? I want you here. All to myself. Is that so hard? You always have excuses saying that it's only gonna be another hour. But I want you home. I want you right where you belong. It's not so hard, right? And then, whenever you're home, I don't want you to give me this attitude. I want you to listen. When I ask what you want to eat, is it so hard to just say what you want? It's not, right? It's actually really, really easy. I just need you to listen. Maybe next time you get to sit in my lap, it won't be so scary. It's not meant to be scary, baby, but you have a problem with listening. And sometimes I guess I need to put you in your place. It's not that hard. You just need to be a good boy. Can you do that? So cute. Well, my good boy, you stay right here and let me try to comfort this anxiety out of you. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm not gonna do anything. I'm just trying to toughen you up. So while you're here, know who's stronger. Okay? Good boy. I guess I can give you a few head pats. Maybe you deserve them for listening so, so hard. Just to make sure you know, dogs are the ones who get head pats. They're the ones who bow down their owner's feet. They sit there and wait patiently. You know what I'm saying, right? If you want to be spoiled, sit in my lap, get all these head pats, and you also need to obey me like a dog. You need to listen to me. Come when I call you. It's really not that hard. You can do that, right? You can be a good boy. That's what I thought. A very, very good boy. So what does this good boy want? How does he want to be spoiled? If I reward you, maybe you'll start some good behaviors. Every night you come home and do exactly as I say, you can have a reward. How about that? So tonight, I'm yours. Anything you want. Really? That's it? Like, actually. You know, you can ask for a little more, but if you just want kisses for now, that's okay. You're so cute. I literally meant anything at all. But puppy can have what he wants. Anything you want. You seem pretty excited. It's almost like you're wagging your tail. So excited to see me. So excited to be punished. Aren't you embarrassed? Embarrassed with wanting to be degraded like that? I guess not, right? You like that? You like when I call you pathetic? When I tell you you're such a loser, so worthless? When I tell you you never listen to me, and that you're gonna be in big trouble? You like that? Well, punish this bad boy. Would you like that? So pathetic. So what? What do you really want? You want me to touch it for you? What? You can't do it yourself? Maybe you're too embarrassed. I can. But only if you beg. Will you beg for it? Come on. Don't be shy. I want you to beg for it. Yeah. You really want me to? You want me to touch it for you? And how long will you last if I do that? If I touch it like this. Yeah. You're gonna be a good boy, right? You're gonna be a good boy. And let me have my fun. You're gonna let me do everything I want. Everything I wanna do to you. Yeah. I didn't know you were this sensitive. It's kind of embarrassing, you know that? It barely touched the tip. Like that. Look at you, squirm. God, you're so cute. So cute. Yeah. And if I go a bit faster like that, is that too much? You can't come yet. You know what you promised me? Yeah. Yeah. Be a good boy. And let me have my fun. And see how weak you are. How bad you want it. If you really want it, you can pack, you know. But as long as we go, I want to tease you. I want to have my fun. So, how bad do you want it? And if I go a little rougher when I grab it, I go up and down. You really want it? You really, really want it? Yeah. Will you bet? I want you to say that you want me to let you come. You want me to make you come. Can you say that? Can you say it? Say, mommy, please let me come. You really have no shame, huh? No shame at all. I guess you've been a good boy. So come on. Come on, baby. Yeah. There we go. Good boy. Good boy. Good job, dummy. You're so, so useless. You can't even do this yourself, huh?